Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it no matter what the people.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Atlanta Rhythm section in the back there. And it is, isn't it, folks? Life's a gamble. Being a small business owner is a gamble. Starting your own business, running your own business is tough. Making payroll every Friday, keeping everybody happy. It's the toughest job you'll ever love. That's what small business owners tell me all the time. And a lot of times they tell me that they've never worked harder and or made less money, too. I hear that a lot. And somebody else who knows all about that is our guest and our good friend this half hour, Don Wilson. He's the president and CEO of the Association of Small Business Development Centers. Don, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. And I know you hear that all the time, just like I do, that it's the toughest job they ever you ever love.
Well, there's no question that they love it. And it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time, effort by the whole family, usually, in a small business. And as you say, the returns are not always the greatest. But when you do make it, you can be extremely successful.
You know, sometimes there are people out there who have organizations not unlike mine, especially when they hear the word advocate attached to the brand of our company. You know, it makes them think that maybe we're a nonprofit, and so they'll actually say, "Are you a nonprofit?" And I say, "Well, not intentionally. That's not our plan to be a nonprofit." But sometimes small businesses are unintentionally nonprofits. And
often in the startup years, there's not a whole lot of cash left over once you've paid all the bills.
Right. That's exactly right. Don, tell my audience has heard me give my probably inadequate description of what an SBDC is. I've been working around SBDCs for a long time, but you're the expert. Tell us what an SBDC is, a Small Business Development Center.
A Small Business Development Center is a partnership program with the Small Business Administration that provides educational and training information for any small business owner or a person who's aspiring to start their own small business. Small Business Development Centers are funded by the federal government, usually in partnership with state and local governments and some corporations. And our counseling services to small business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs are absolutely free. We have 1,000 Small Business Development Centers around the country, so there's probably one fairly close to you. We serve probably 1.3 million small business owners and aspiring small business owners a year, providing them with any type of help that they need in terms of information on how to better manage their business, to work with them to package a loan application, to work with them on a business plan. Now, SBDCs do not have money. We don't loan money, nor do we have grants. But we can certainly help you in terms of packaging a loan and help direct you to loans that may be applicable for you.
Well, and I have actually seen that happen, folks. I've seen the fruits of the efforts of an SBDC, and it's really a great resource that's available out there. And I, you know, and Don, my audience knows that I'm very quick to break into an SBDC commercial at any moment, even when you're not here, and because I encourage folks to do that. And, you know, one of the things that you mentioned a minute ago about grants, that you don't have grants. For some reason, people have the idea that there are grants out there and that all they got to do is find somebody who will give them some money for a grant and they can start a business. And they write me all the time and email me and say, you know, where can I get a grant to start my business? And I write them back and I tell them, I give them a little tough love, Don. I tell them Grant died.
Well, you know, there are no federal grants for small business owners. There are sometimes state and local programs. They're not very large, but there are a few state and local programs, and your local SBDC would be the one that would know about that. But the main source of capital is family and friends. And then obviously your local banker.
Mm-hmm.
And SBDCs can tell you how to structure that type of situation, help you get your credit in shape, and help you work on a business plan and a loan application that will enhance your chances of getting that loan. Our long-term counseling clients, that's folks who had 5 hours or more of counseling, obtained $2 billion in financing.
Good for you.
That's a pretty significant number.
That's very significant. And also, the SBDCs that I've been in have pretty darn good libraries, resources, you know, that you can go and read and find out information without even having to be counseled by anybody.
Absolutely. We have freestanding computers. We have libraries. And those are all available free to any small business owner or aspiring small business owner who comes by.
If they wanted to maybe go online and do a little research, they could do that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If you don't have a computer, we probably have one that's accessible to you.
Right. I hope you'll do that. And, folks, how's the best way to find an SBDC in the phone book?
Obviously, you can look under SBDC in the phone book. One of the best ways that I find is to go onto our website, which is www.asbdc-us.org, and there will be a listing there, Jim, of every lead center in every state. We have programs in every state of the Union, Puerto Rico, the District of Columbia, Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, so that if you will go on our website, you can find where the lead center is, and it'll provide the fax and the phone number, and usually the webpage address for the local state SBDC, so you shouldn't have a problem finding one.
Well, and also you can, you know, another quick way is to call the local Chamber of Commerce. They'll know where it is.
Absolutely. We work with chambers all the time, and the local Chamber of Commerce could tell you in a hurry.
Right. And maybe your banker might know, but also use that website, asbdc-us.org will help you to find the ones that are out there. Don, another thing, we've got about 30 seconds before we go to a break. I wanted you to mention your big doings in September. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, this is the 25th anniversary of the Small Business Development Center program.
Congratulations.
And we will have our 25th anniversary celebration in Baltimore the first week of September. We're expecting about 1,200 SBDC counselors there. We'll have a trade show. We'll have 3 days of training for Small Business Development Center counselors, and we may have some programs that we're trying to work up for small business themselves.
Boy, that'd be great. And that's in Baltimore. That's in September. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Don Wilson. He's the president of the Association of Small Business Development Centers. 20 after. Stay with us.
Sure plays a mean pinball. I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the past. Don't regret it.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things that are available for free on our website, thanks to our outstanding corporate partners and my organization. Don Wilson is our guest, and he is an outstanding supporter of small business owners, those who are small business owners and those who want to be. He's the president of the Association of Small Business Development Centers, SBDCs. You hear me talking about them all the time, and his organization is the one that sort of lobbies for those groups, don't you, Don? You guys are in the Washington D.C. area, making sure that all the SBDCs, which are partners, as you know, as you say, with the Small Business Administration, they're the SBA and local entities, right? Like colleges and
absolutely,
and universities.
We have, by law, SBDCs, the host of SBDCs, the grant recipients, all must be institutions of higher education.
Right, and so. Your organization is sort of the trade group, so to speak, for that group, and you guys do a great job. Let me remind you folks of that website. It's asbdc-us.org, and that's how you can find an SBDC near you. Don, This week in my column, in my weekly newspaper column, and in my electronic publication, I just felt like I needed to talk a little bit about the volunteers, the small business owners who volunteer to serve their country. And they've been doing this now since the Minutemen came into existence 200 plus years ago, when our nation was breaking away from England. And ever since then, small business owners have dropped their plowshare, so to speak, and taken up the weapons when necessary and to defend their country. And they're still doing that today, aren't they?
Absolutely, by the tens of thousands.
Not only owners, but employees too.
Absolutely. And Jim, one of the things that occurs when you have that situation, as we have now with so many folks over in Iraq and Afghanistan, you've got about 55,000 Guard and Reserve, I believe, over in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. which means that you have thousands and thousands of small business owners and small business employees who have been picked up out of their communities and gone to do their service. And as a result, that has a real impact on a small business. You have a small business and the owner's gone for a year or two. That can threaten the very existence
Absolutely.
Of a small business. So you have a key employee who packs up and is gone with the Guard Reserve for a year or two. And so that's one of the things that we strongly on this, the day after Memorial Day, if there's a small business out there that has their owner or one of their key employees is away serving in the Guard and Reserve and is having some problems, I hope they'll come by the SBDC. About 8% of our clients are veterans, and we'd like to see that number go up, quite frankly, and we expect it will in this time. We see more and more small businesses coming to us because of these problems with a key employee or an owner away serving their country, and if the small business is in trouble in any way as a result of that, we certainly hope they'll come by and work with the
What would be the kind of things that you guys could help them with?
Well, if nothing else, if they're having a serious problem in terms of cash flow and so forth, we can help show them how to package an economic injury disaster loan, which is about a 4% loan, which is available through the SBA.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if they're having human resource problems, if they're having, for example, any type of problems with their marketing, need a loan of any type, maybe not an economic injury loan, but packaging a loan, one of their people comes in, maybe their key financial officer is gone, and you need someone coming in learning how to do the finances of the business. That's a very common thing that folks come to us for, is to learn how to manage the business financially, understand cash flow and that type of thing. So if you lose your chief financial officer, you got to get somebody trained quick. The SBDC sure would be a great way to do that, Jim.
Well, and one of the things that I encourage everybody to do this week and during Memorial Day and everything was to stop for a moment and think about those small business owners who put their lives on hold, put their businesses on hold, maybe even gave their lives for
Absolutely.
On behalf of their country, and the kind of impact that has on the people back in you know, sort of managing the home front and also folks, I'll tell you something else, and I'm going to ask you to do this. If you know of a business like that where the owner or you know that some of their people have gone to defend to stand a post on our behalf, do business with that company. That's a special company, and I hope you'll do that. Don, thank you for the work that the SBDC does with everybody, but especially these veterans. What about folks over 50? I've got a little bit less than a minute. What's the news on folks who are over 50 trying to start a business?
Well, you know, because of large businesses laying off, there's a tremendous supply of folks over 50 who do not have jobs, and we're seeing a real influx of those folks. And, you know, they're wanting to start a business for the next 15, 20 years of their life. They've got real skills, and with the help of a small business development center, they can get a business up and going. For example, Jim, our long-term clients, there's a new business opened by an SBDC long-term client every 35 minutes in this country.
Wow.
So if you're a person over 50 and you've lost your job and you would like to look at entrepreneurship as an alternative, we'll hope you'll visit your local SBDC. Lots of resources for you.
ASBDC-US.org is the website. That's where you can find an SBDC near you. I hope you'll do that. Don Wilson, thank you for joining us today. Good job today.
Jim, it's always great to be with you and your audience.
I appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Don Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back Quick break. I'll be right back with Rosalind Glickman after these messages. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.